Be'ez Hashem Mizbeach, we begin the next Hilchos Tumah Tzaras, the next halachas in the Sefer Tahara, in the Book of Purity, the laws of the Tumah of Tzaras, which is the third out of the eight halachas in this Sefer, which Yesh Bachlol and Shemayin the Mitzvahs. In the category, there's eight commandments, Shesh Mitzvahs Aseh, six positive commandments, Ushtai Mitzvahs Leis Aseh, and two negative prohibitions. B'zeh Pratnam, these are the specifics. Aleph, Mitzvah number one, L'hayreis b'tzaras ha'adam, to rule regarding the tzaras of a person, kedina ha'kas b'Torah, like its laws which are written in the Torah. Beis number two, shal yakitz simoni to a mother, the person should not cut off the signs of impurity of the nega. Gimel number three, shal galeach ha'nesek, not to cut off the hair of the nesek, which is a type of a nega. Dal number four, shia mitzir mefursin, that the mitzir should be public, b'kriyas begadav, by tearing his garments, ufriyas reishai, and recovering his head, v'atiyas hafasim, and cloaking up until his lips. Hey number five, taras tzaras, the purification process of the mitzir. Vav number six, shigaleach ha-mitzir is kol sa'ari kashayitar, that the mitzir should cut off all his hair when he becomes purified. Zayin number seven, din tzaras ha-begi, the laws of tzaras as applies to a garment. And ches, mitzvah number eight, is din tzaras ha-bayis, the laws of tzaras as it applies to a house. Ubei mitzvahs elu, b'prokam elu, and the explanation of these commandments are in these chapters, which there are 16 chapters. The first five discuss the laws of baheres. Vav and Zayin discusses the purifying signs. Ches discusses the nega of nesek. Perek Tes discusses regarding viewing the nega. Perek Yud and Yudaf discuss regarding the impurification and purification of a mitzvah. Perek Yud Beis and Yud Gimel discuss the tzaras of a beged, and Yudal to Tezvav discuss the tzaras of a pais. With that, we begin Perek Rishon, the first chapter in these halachas of Tumah Tzaras, which discusses the tzaras of the skin of a person's flesh. As Rambam begins halacha off regarding the different appearances of tzaras of the skin. Tzaras or habasar hu, the tzaras, which is a type of a nega, type of an affliction in a person's skin of his flesh, is sheyal bin mokum mina'ar, that there's going to be a place of the person's skin that's going to turn white, the tia halab nunis, and that the whiteness is going to be kikrum beya, like the membrane of an egg, which is the thin casing that the egg is in, not the hard outer shell, umikrum beya ulamala, and additionally, also from that coloring along the spectrum of the egg, the membrane of an egg, and something that's whiter, a deeper shade of white, avolav nunis shehideya mikruma be'lamata, but regarding a whiteness that's darker than the shade of the membrane of an egg, and darker than that, in a tzaras, is not going to be qualified as tzaras. Ela bayaku, that's what's called bayak, which is a pasuk that says bayaku, that's parach ba'ar. It's just bayak if it's not these shades of white, which is just manifest in the skin, and that's, as the pasuk says, is going to be tarhu. Halacha beis. Now, ba'arba amaris yesh b'tzaras or habasar. There's four different shades of these colors that are applicable for the halacha of tzaras in the skin of a person's flesh. Ve'elohin, and they are as follows. You have loivin az b'yaisu. You have the white that's the strongest white. Shein l'malaman, there's nothing that's a deeper white than that. Shunir ba'er habasar kashalik, that appears in the skin of a person's flesh like snow. Hu anikra, that's what's called in the Torah of baheres. Now, then you have a loivin shudeim mizemat. Then you have a white that's a little darker than that. Shunir ketzemer noki shal keves ben yoyme. That looks like the wool, a clean wool of a lamb that was just born that day. Hu anikra se'es, this is what the Torah calls se'es. Now, then you have a loivin shudeim mina se'es ma'at. Then you have a white that's a little bit darker than the shade of the se'es that we just described, of the sheep of a wool that's clean from that day. Shenir kesira hechel, that looks like the lime of the sanctuary, which that white is a little bit darker. Now, hu toledes habeheres, that's a derivative of the primary category of the nega, which is explicit in the Torah of baheres. And the secondary are what we call teladis, derivatives. And that's v'nikra sapachas. That's called sapachas, which the Torah actually mentions that word, because the word sapachas actually means secondary. So each one of these two primary that are mentioned, that are beheres and se'es, have secondaries. So one of their secondaries, which is the secondary of beheres, is that of like the appearance of lime, of the plaster of the sanctuary. Then we have v'loivin shedei mesira hechomat. Then you have a shade of white that's a little bit darker, that's less white than the plaster of the sanctuary, a little bit, vayreka krumbeya. That's the lowest one, which we had mentioned, aloch alf, just like the white of the membrane of the egg. He teledus ha-se'es, that's the derivative of the other one mentioned in the Torah of se'es, v'gam zinnikas sapachas. They're both called sapachas, because the Rambam explains Hindul Mata that you learn Shahamarish or Kisira Hechel, the shade that looks like the lime of the sanctuary, Husapachas Abheres. That's the secondary, that's the derivative of what we call the Teilada of the primary one that's mentioned of Baheres, which is that like is the strongest one that is like the color of snow. The Hamarish Ukakrumbe, and then you have the shade that's like the membrane of the egg, Hisapachas Ase. That's the secondary of Se'ase, which that's like the wool of the sheep, because she'ein lo shein sapachas el tefela, because the terminology of sapachas, the term mentioned means that there's something secondary. So Mekan Omer, from here's where they said that Maris Nagam, the shades of a nega, are shtaim shenarba, are two, which is four. So only mentioned two in the Torah, but it says that each one's going to have a secondary, which is b'hedus v'sapachta, se'itz v'sapachta. Each one has a secondary, which makes a total of two times two is four. Now, Halacha Gimel, Rambam tells us that they all combine. Arba Maris Nagoim Elu, the four shades of Nega that we discussed, Kulam and Starfim Zevzeh, they all combine one with the other, and this is Bein Lahakal, Bein Lahachma, whether it's a leniency, whether it's a stringency, and that's Bein Mitchilis Ru'iyas and Nega, whether in the beginning of the appearance of the Nega, which here the combination would only be as a stringency. So for example, let's say there was a Nega of a half of a gris, which we're going to explain, the measurement has to be a full gris, but you have a half a gris of one color of Beheres, and you have another half a gris of that of the Se'es, that they're going to combine to be a stringency. And this is, so that's in the beginning of the, when it just shows up for the first time, the nega. Or Bein B'Seifa Shiva, whether at the end of the 7 days, where there could be what's called Hezger, when you're quarantined for a period of 7 days, which could be either the first week or the second week, which there, the combinations could either be as a leniency or a stringency. Or Bein La'achar Shenifta Mitzar, whether the Mitzar has already been let go, which they really purified and let him go from the laws of a nega, where if they didn't find by him any simani tumma of, let's say, white hairs or expansion or the healthy flesh, after the second week of quarantine, you can't hold on to him anymore. You let him go. If after you let him go, the tzaras expands, and then he becomes a mitzvah mukha, a confirmed mitzvah, even if the expansion was from a different appearance, a different shade, it will combine with the first nega. Oy nechlat. Or the same thing is regarding confirming of Mitzayru. If after he's confirmed, then the Nega expands that appearance throughout the whole body, which that's actually one of the elements that makes him pure, even if it's going to be from a different shade, that will still be considered as if his whole body has it, and then he'll be pure. So we see that these different shades, well, they all combine, whether leniency or as a stringency. As Rambam says, Kitzah, how so? So Echa Nega, Shahayukuli Lovan Kashelik, whether you have a nega that was totally white like snow, like a Sarahechel, or totally like the lime of the sanctuary, like a Tzemanaki, or like the clean wool, like a Krumbe, or like the membrane of the egg, or the Echa Nega Shahayamikta Salevin Kamada Beheres, or maybe, no, some of the white was like the color of the Beheres, Umiktasa Kamada Seis, and some of it was like that of the Seis, Umiktasa Kamada Sabachas, or maybe some of it was like that of the Sabachas, which is the secondary of either one of them. Doesn't make a difference how kol kamar echad huchash, it's all considered like one appearance of the same shade, and it's going to have the same halacha. Well, then, if that's the case, lama menom chachamim v'amru. So why did the sages count them and say, maris negoim shtayin shen arba, that, yo, the shades of nega are two, that's four. What's the difference? They're all the same. They all combine anyway. So that you should be able to discern regarding the appearances of the shades. Why? Because shall call koin she'ina maka hamaris ushmeiseyem. Because any kind that doesn't recognize the shades and their names, kishem lam noise, when you teach it to him, medin noise, and you let him know what it is, layira hanega, he shouldn't look at the nega, shayavim beyakar, until he could recognize and they could understand. We make you say, oh, zuya beheres, oh, bezuya sepachta, and that's its secondary. Zuya sehes, bezuya sepachta, this is and this is sepachta. Although they combine, but he has to understand what they are in the first place, and therefore that's why they divided them into these four different categories. Halacha dalt. Let's say he had in the shade of the white from these four different types of shades. Now, whichever one of these four, which anyways they combine, let's say in the white was a little bit red mixed into it. So besides the white that we spoke about until now, that would also be considered a negative tzaras. Krishna says the pasuk lavana adam domes, or white beheres, this stain that has some red in it. And v'hadin, now although it says beheres, which only one of the four types, says the Ram Vodin, simply would be Lese'es, Ulisapacha shall Se'es, Ulisapacha Sabaris, simply regarding Se'es and the secondary of Se'es or the secondary of Beheres, that they're all included in this when it talks about Beheres of having a little red inside of it. Now, Bahamara Hazen, now this appearance, Shuhu Ma'idiv Milavnunis, Uma'at Oidim, that is a mixture of white and a little bit of red, Huanikra Pasach, this is what's called in the terminology, as pasach, because pasach actually in Aramaic means mixed together. Now, v'ketzad mari ha-pasach v'arbo maris elu. Now, what in actuality does this look like? This pasach, which we're saying that the Torah is telling Adam Domas, in regards to all these four different shades, what does it look like with a little bit red inside of it to know, to be able to identify this as this pasach? So it's ke'iluhin arba kaisis malayis chalav. So imagine if, let's say, you have four cups filled with milk. Now, you mixed into the first cup, two drops of blood. Ubashni and the second cup, arba tibin, four drops of blood. Ubashleshi the third cup, shemayna tibin, eight drops of blood. Ubashleshi in the fourth cup, shisha asa tibin, 16 drops of blood. Hapasach sheba beheres, this mixture of the beheres, who, meaning of beheres, which is the strongest white, humahara hervi. So when would you see in such a strong white that it's going to have some red inside of it? Which is the fourth cup, which you have to put in 16 drops so that it shows up in such a heavy red, in such a heavy white. You have to put in a lot of red. Now, v'apasach sheba se'es, the mixture of se'es, which is a little bit less than that, is kamar koshlishis, is like the image of the third cup, which is less red needed. V'apasach sheba sapachas ha-beheres, and the mixture of the secondary of beheres, which is third to the strongest, is kamar ha-kreis ha-shnei, is like the appearance of the second cup. V'apasach sheba sapachas ha-se'es, and the mixture of, which is the lowest, the secondary of the se'es, is kamari hakoser, which is that of the membrane of the egg, is kamari hakoser shen, is like the image of the first cup, which the Rambam is telling us that the beheres, that's the most white, red doesn't show up until you mix in a lot of red, and so on and so forth accordingly for all those four cups. And that would be this adam damas, this pasach. Halacha hey, now kolamar se'elu. All these shades that we spoke about, bein alavan, bein apasach, whether that which is totally white, whether that is a mixture with some red, like we said, they all combine one with the other. They all consider like one shade of this nega. And whether the nega was entirely white, or whether it was some red and some white, all considered like one appearance of a nega, whether that's a leniency, whether that's a stringency. Now, Allah Chavad Ram continues regarding that the appearance of the nega has to seem submerged. That kamarit tsaras or habasar, every appearance of a shade of tsaras of the skin of the flesh, in the kriya nega, it's not called a nega, volimitaman that does not contaminate as a nega tsaras, at shiir mari ha nega omuk or habasar, until the appearance of the nega seems deeper than the skin of the flesh. As Ram explains, loy omuk bimashi sasai, we're not talking about specifically regarding deeper when you touch it, that the healthy skin should literally be higher to the feel of the hand than it is of the nega, we're talking about the appearance to the eye. Just like to the appearance of the eye, the sun seems deeper than the shade. That's how the nega has to appear in regards to the skin that it's contrasting with. But if, let's say, the appearance of the white, or the mixture of the white and red, was b'shavim shahar, looks equal to the rest of the skin, or actually if it looks like it's above the skin, in a nega, that won't be considered as a nega. It's just going to be like a rash that erupted on the body, and that will not qualify for the status of a nega. Allah Chazayin Ram continues regarding what's the measurement, the minimum of what's considered for the mara of tama of that of a nega. So, shir kol nega tsaras, the measurement of all the negam of tsaras, bein tsaras adam, whether the tsaras of a person that we've been discussing up until now, or bein tsaras begadim, whether the tsaras of garments, which we can explain later on these halachas, our kagris ha-kilki, which is, a gris is a type of a bean, is a bean, but kilki is a specific type of a bean that grew in that place called kilki. Shehu meruba, in other words, this bean itself is squared. V'hu makoy meruba me'or ha-basar, and that's an area that's squared in the person's flesh. How big is this bean? The area is k'dei tzmicha shleisha meshesh saris, an area where 36 hairs on a person's body could sprout. How do you get the 36 square? Is sheish sa'aris ayuch? You have six hairs in the length. There's sheish sa'aris roichem and six hairs in the width, which 6 times 6 is 36, and that's the area. But whatever is less than that in the negev tzaras, which is less than this grist, this bean, this kilki bean, is in the negev tzaras, would not qualify for the minimum measurement of being considered as a negev tzaras. Now, halacha chas, nega, if you had a nega show your ruch, but that its width was kedit tzmichas chamish sa'aris, one hair less than the minimum. It had a width of 5 hairs. So afilahoya arka ama, even if its length was an ama long, which is much longer than what we're discussing over here, doesn't make a difference. So he's a tar, it's gonna be tar, but in the negative tzaras, not gonna be a negative tzaras. But your dibu, a kagris, has to be a square of a gris. So even though in your length you're making up way more than you need to, but if in the width you're missing just one hair in the measurement, that will not qualify. And mechol hashirin halacha l'meishe Mei Sinai. All these measurements are halacha that's a tradition from Mei Seir Har Sinai. Halacha test. Now the Rambam qualifies, says, kam makom shenema beharis, wherever it says beharis, hu adin l'shar da'al marish shalai v'noi shal pasach. We don't mean specifically that of beharis, which is one of the four types. Same would apply to all the four shades of whether it be white or mixture of white and red. And v'hu shi'i ha-nega kagrisa yesa. This, it has to be, that the nega has to be the size of the bean or more. And as we said, v'yi omik marabasa, has to be deeper than to the appearance than the skin of the flesh. And that's what we mean when we say just unspecified beheris. Doesn't mean just beheris, it means all of them. Now, however, beheris, she azika shelig. Now, we spoke about the beheris is the strongest white. It's strong like snow. Now, nearest ba'adim shulavin, however, it appears on a person that's very white, an albino, it seems kaya, actually seems like a deep, like a darker color. It doesn't look so white. Now, in the contrast of beheris she kaya, a beheres that's dim, nearest bakushi, looks by someone who has black skin, looks azul, looks very strong. So how do you qualify the appearance when it depends on whose skin it's on? So lefikach liver says Ram im sharan hakol el bebeinim. We only evaluate the halachic measurement of the appearance by someone in a medium type grade of skin color. In the lovin b'leshoch is not very white and not very black, and that's how we qualify what it is, if it's a beheris or it's a dim color, and how to qualify the halachic status of that nega. Ram contains halacha yud regarding what are the signs of tuma of a nega. Shleisha simani tuma, because up until now we were just qualifying what is the beheris. Then there is identifying features that will actually make it tuma. Shleisha simani tuma him b'tzaras or abas. There's three identifying features of tuma that are in the tzaras of the skin of the flesh. You have seir lovin, you have white hair. You have amichya, which is healthy flesh in the middle of the nega, and v'hapesayin, and you have the expansion of the nega. And all three are explicit in the Torah. Now, Ketzer Hausos, Rambam explains, says, Misha nolda by beheres. So, if it happened in a person that he has this beheres, which again, in and of itself, is not going to automatically make a person tame. That's just the nega, and then the nega has to have elements that make it tame. So, if let's say someone developed a beheres, now, uva seir lovin, and in that, beheres has white hairs, which that's one of the things we mentioned. Oy mechiz basachai, or has inside of it, because the neg itself is unhealthy flesh. And then inside you have, in the neg, you have healthy flesh. So, kishireyu hakoin, so when the kain sees this nega, oh, yachlitu, he's going to confirm it, which that's the status of the mitzvah being confirmed as a mitzvah that has tuma. He confirms him, and he says, tame, he's impure, because it has a nega with simani tuma. Now, lohoi bei seir lovin, but let's say it only was a nega, which we said it's whatever the white shade is, whether it be like plaster, whether it be like the membrane of an egg, be that as it may, but lohoi bei seir lovin, it didn't have any white hair inside of it, and it didn't have any raw flesh. Now, because the third element of simani tuma is expansion, that's only applicable after it's already had quarantine that it could expand. So it didn't have any identifying tuma features. So then the halacha is yisogur shivas yamim. This is what's called as mitzvah muzgur, that he gets locked up. He's in quarantine for 7 days. Then the mishvira ehu. Then again, after 7 days, the crane takes a look at him. Im noilid ba beheres seir lovin. So if it developed now in this beheres, this nega, white hairs, that's one. Oy mechir, or the healthy flesh. Oy, and here is applicable the third one. Shepasasa vaisifa, that expanded, added on, because now it's applicable after a week, so you could see, did it get bigger? Either one of those are simoni tuma. Oh, if you see one of these three features, he's a mukhlid, he's confirmed as a mitzayr, and now he's tummy. Now, but let's say loy noy luba, but let's say it didn't develop, loy michya, not healthy flesh, but let's say loven, not white hairs, but let's say it did not expand in the rest of his skin, so nyaski shavu sheni, then he goes into quarantine the second week. Im noy luba echad mishlashtam, then if after the second week he develops one of these three, okay, machlita confirms him as a mitzayr. But v'mlam, if not, it stays the same, or he's a tar, then he's pure, if tereni, and lets him go. The reason that is, she'in b'nigi or habaser, although other times it could be quarantined longer, but regarding the nega of the skin of the flesh, you don't have hezger, a quarantine, yes, al shnei shavuos, more than that of 2 weeks, and therefore he's tar. Now, v'mlacha she'batar, now if after you let him go, and he was purified, then pasta ha'nega, subsequently the nega expands, oh, you know, by seir lovin, who develops white hairs, I michri, all the healthy flesh, there's a mukhlat tumah, then he goes automatically straight into the category of being a confirmed mitzayr, that's tami. Halachid aleph, beheves shohisa azik ashalik. There was a nega of tziras, That was the strongest one. What is the specific pronoun of Baharis, which was strong like snow. Now, La'acha has going to after the quarantine, because again, but it didn't have white hair and it didn't have the healthy flesh. Now, after the quarantine, Nasika Krumbeya. Now they see it changed shades. Now, it's still the same, but it's only like the membrane of the egg, which is actually the lightest color of the four. Or the other way around. Well, let's say originally was like the membrane of an egg and then it became white like snow. It stays the way it always was. That's not considered any changes. Because the strength of the shade is not a simetoma, it's not a sign of a tumma, and neither is the shade getting lighter, as long as one of these four, that's not a sign of purification. Elim nismayt marba maris, unless it got even less than one of the four shades. Menasas kei mekrumbe, and it got lighter, got dimmed, and even from the membrane of an egg, oh, then sharinasas bayak, then becomes what's called bayak, which bayak is the terminology, as it said in Halacha Aleph, that it's less than any one of the four colors. That the Torah explicitly says, l'fikachtar is going to be tar. So imkain, if that's the case, that as we just described, the halacha ma zehu shenema b'tar. So what's this that it says in the Torah in Mayikra? It says v'hine keya hanega, that if the nega is going to get dimmed, v'lei fasa nega bar, neither is the nega going to expand in the skin, v'tiara koin, the koin is going to make him pure. Sounds like that the dimming of the nega is a sign of purity, and also you could learn seemingly that if it doesn't dim, it's actually going to be tummy. So it says the Rambam, no, it means shimko marba maris. It means only if it got dimmed, it's darker than any one of the four shades, that's tar, that's going to be tar. And the chen sotum loikov, it doesn't dim, v'le pasa, it does not expand, v'le noldubay, it does not develop, loiser love, v'le michin, not white hair, not any healthy flesh inside of it. After the second week, sahariz a tar, so then it's going to be tar. That's not saying that if it doesn't, if things don't stay the same, and it doesn't get less, then he's going to be tame. No, he's actually going to be tahar. It's only saying that if it dims less than that, then that's going to be an automatic tahara. But if things stay the same after 2 weeks, then it's also going to be tahar.